Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'd like to start by chasing a composition that means different people doing it. It's a song written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1929 for a musical called Showgirl. Leo Reisman's orchestra in that year recorded it for Victor with Lou Conrad, a violinist in the band, taking the vocal. The piano work is by Eddie Duchin. And we're going to go from 1929 to 1978 in San Francisco for two pianos, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea, and their version of Liza.
Clouds roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come give me company when the clouds roll away. See the honeymoon shining down. We shall make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name the day when you belong to me and the clouds will roll away.
Thank you.
Liza, written by the Gershwins in 1929 for a musical called Showgirl, and two renditions of it for you. Leo Reisman, his orchestra, 1929 for Victor Records, and for Columbia, Long Playing Records, Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea in San Francisco, 1973, two pianos, and their version of Liza. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... And now Jimmy Rushing is going to sing for you from 1963. This is Heartaches, written in 1931 by Al Hoffman, lyric by John Klenner. And it's an good example, I think, of what music has done, primarily in this country, I think, over the last several decades, that songs appear and then reappear. Heartaches is one of them. I mean, it was very big in the early 30s, and then in the late 30s and the middle 40s and so on, because it was a background music for many lake resorts and city parks, places where people could go skating and so on and so forth, through loudspeakers attached to trees and all that sort of thing. Here's Jimmy Rushing, Heartaches.
Loving you meant only heartache. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache, heartache. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new. But my heart aches for you. Such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartache, heartache. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new. My heart aches for you.
Jimmy Rushing, who you can hear with Basie to advantage, there with a different band for Cole Picks Records, 1963, Heartaches. Fletcher Henderson's brilliant 1933 band now for Vocalion Records, a couple of them. Can You Take It, based on Blue Skies by Irving Berlin. Fletcher Henderson arranged it for his band. And then another arrangement by Fletcher Henderson of Jelly Roll Morton's classic King Porter Stomp.
Thank you.
That's utterly amazing that all of that can happen on one side of a 10-inch 78 record, 3 minutes about. And that's Fletcher Henderson's band, 1933. Can You Take It, based on Blue Skies? King Porter Stomp, written by Jelly Roll Morton. All of that on Vocalion. Some of the artists, Coleman Hawkins, tenor sax, Sandy Williams, trombone, Hilton Jefferson, alto saxophone, Henry Red Allen, trumpet, Bobby Stark, cornet, Russell Prokope, who would be with Ellington for years, played a clarinet solo in King Porter Stomp, Dickie Wells, trombone, Coleman Hawkins, I mentioned him. All those great artists, and the dancers must have just gone mad. I mean, it's too bad that we didn't have any recording equipment or executives that would be interested in some kind of way of recording live performances by these bands, because you would hear what you just heard, plus many more solos, which would extend probably to 15, 20 minutes on a composition. You would dance yourself into a dither and then a lather. Rob Wasserman now and Cheryl Benteen. Wasserman on bass and singing, and Benteen on singing. 1988 for MCA.
It's uncomfortably near, my poor heart ain't gaining no ground, because my angel eyes need you.
that's quite remarkable. Bass, Rob Wasserman, and voice, Cheryl Benteen, 1988 for MCA Records. Angel Eyes, written in 1953 by Matt Dennis, lyric by Earl Brent. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
These hard luck times, I wonder how long will these hard times stay. I'll be so glad when they go away. I can hardly make it, no matter where I am. I know, baby. Women walk the streets, wearing a boot and shoe, And if a woman can't make it, what can a poor man do? I know. I used to get a dollar before I could catch my breath. Now I can't get a dime. I talk myself to death. I know. Now all of my things are locked up in pawn. How long will these hard love times hang on? I used to have money every day that passed. Now these hard luck times got me on my yes. I know.
Along Blues, written by Leroy Carr. First up, Count Basie, 1942, playing the piano, Freddie Green guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Their version of How Long Blues for Columbia Records. And then back to 1931 for Vocalion Records, Leroy Carr on piano and singing, and his buddy Scrapper Blackwell on guitar, and the original version of that, How Long Blues. Count Basie and Leroy Carr right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's chase the composition Sweet Georgia Brown. It was written, I'm not exactly sure, but I think about 1925, that's my educated guess, by Ben Burney, Maceo Pinkard, and Ken Casey. We will hear Jack Costanzo in L.A. in 1954 for Norgren Records, playing his conga drum and his bongos, and there's a lot of people in the band behind him. Bill Holman did the arrangement of this. It's called Bottle of Bud, as in the beer. And it's based on Sweet Georgia Brown. Then from 1954 and Jack Costanzo, we go to Red Nichols, his cornet, 1930. And then Cab Calloway is going to sing it in his beautiful style, 1931. Thank you.
that she's never met. Georgia names her claim that sweet
Georgia Brown.
Georgia Brown in three different ways. Jack Costanzo in Los Angeles, 1954, playing conga drum and bongos, with some good work in there by Rolf Erickson on trumpet and Gerald Wiggins on piano, and Herbie Stewart on alto, and Bill Holman arrangement called Bottle of Bud. Then Sweet Georgia Brown, 1930, for Brunswick Records by cornetist Red Nichols and his band, which included Benny Goodman, clarinet, excuse me, Joe Sullivan piano, Jack Teagarden and trombone, and many others. Then Cab Calloway for Conqueror Records, 1931, and his vocal of Sweet Georgia Brown, right there. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Now to Art Farmer, the great trumpet player, 1954 for Prestige.
Thank you.
Art Farmer on trumpet for Prestige Records, 1954. Wynton Kelly on the piano. Addison Farmer on bass. And Herbie Lavelle on the drums. Alone Together, written in 1932 by Arthur Swartz. Preamp, an original by Art Farmer and Wynton Kelly, a blues. And Autumn Nocturne, written 1941 by Joe Miro. Art Farmer, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you. And now I'd like to bring in Mildred Bailey, 1935, for Vocalion. This is a composition by Robert Katcher with lyric by Buddy DeSova. They wrote it in 1926. It's called When Day Is Done.
Without more. the faith I have in you. Love will see us through if only you trust in me. Come to me when things go wrong. Cling to me and I'll be strong. We can get along as long as you trust in me.
Records, starting in 1935, One Day Is Done, 1937, Trust in Me, in 1938. Thanks for the memory. Mildred Bailey. Let's do Day In, Day Out, written by pianist Rube Bloom, lyric by Johnny Mercer. Stan Levy, his drums and his band in L.A. 1955 first. And then Artie Shaw, his clarinet, 1939, with vocalist Helen Forrest.
Thank you.
Day In, Day Out. A couple of them for you. Written by Rube Bloom. Lyric by Johnny Mercer. Drummer Stan Levy in Los Angeles, 1954, for Bethlehem Records, his band, Connie Gadoli on trumpet, Frank Rossellino trombone, Dexter Gordon, right there on tenor saxophone, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, and of course Stan playing his drums. Then Artie Shaw's clarinet, 1939, for Bluebird. And we got a chance to hear the lyric by Johnny Mercer, Helen Forrest singing for you, and Georgie Auld's tenor saxophone. Stan Levy and Artie Shaw. All right. Oh, yes. Well, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. That's pianist Bill Evans and guitarist Jim Hall, 1959, for United Artists. Long playing records. And My Funny Valentine, written by Richard Rodgers. I dropped in to see Jim Hall in Seattle last night. He and bassist Scott Colley. And it was an incredible evening. And talked with him for quite a while. Here he is with Sonny Rollins, 1962 for RCA Victor. The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, written in 1948 by Jerry Brennan. It's from a film of the same name. Rollins on tenor, Jim Hall, of course, on guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley on the drums.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Jim Hall on guitar, Bob Cranshaw bass, and Ben Riley on the drums for RCA Victor 1962, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes. Right there, Sonny Rollins. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Organic to Go, providing fresh, wholesome meals, ready to eat and delivered to your door. Organic to Go provides box lunches and catering to offices and homes throughout Seattle and the East Side. For breakfast, lunch, and snacks, info at organictogo.com.
Now to the Mills Brothers in 1932, the brothers and their father, John Mills Sr., playing the guitar.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to me, I only heard. Now he said that she didn't know where she got it. But he said that she said that the law was gonna stop it. Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah, what'd you hear, boy?
Yes, I heard.
Better tell me something.
Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Little keyhole business.
Oh, I heard.
You're dropping.
Yes, I heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to me, I only heard.
Now, what'd you hear now?
Now he said that she didn't know where she got it.
Uh-huh.
But he said that the law was gonna stop it. Oh, I heard.
I understand.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Though it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Well, boy, you ain't heard nothing. I overheard the same conversation last night, and it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
What'd you hear, boy?
Well, you don't have to tell nobody, see, because I overheard this, and it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
Well, tell us what you heard.
Now, he said that she didn't know where to buy it, and if it ever got out again, boy, there'd be a terrible riot.
Oh, I heard. Yes, I heard. And it wasn't told to me, I only heard.
All we heard, yes, we heard. Though it wasn't told to us, we only heard. All we heard, yes, we heard. Though it wasn't buzzed to us, we only heard. Now he said that she didn't know where she got it. But he said that the law was gonna stop it. All we heard, yes, we heard.
Is that what you heard, boy?
I used to use. Lord,
I've got those old goodbye blues.
Brothers and their father, John Sr., playing the guitar, and all that 1932 for Brunswick Records. I heard Goodbye Blues, and it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. The Mills Brothers. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. Sometime in her life, Elaine D. heard the Bill Evans Trio recording of The Peacocks, written by pianist-composer Jimmy Rolls. And she decided to do a vocalization of what she heard Bill Evans doing at the piano. I'll start with Elaine D., recorded in Paris in 1990, and then go to the Bill Evans Trio and what she heard, Hollywood, 1977.
Message que tu as encore vécu, il ne suffit. Écoute-moi, mon amour. Et pourtant tu es encore là-tu. Tu as su naviguer dans ce camp de la gloire. Pourquoi pas ça? Pourquoi pas? On est tous avec toi, mais on sait pas. Quand de l'amour passe à jamais ta jolie fleur. tu pleuras pour des chagrins de ta vie. Réponds-moi, sois ma réponse. Pense que tu étais ainsi. Maintenant, elle est partie. Et c'est qu'elle ne souffre plus. Mais sache que tu as quand même vécu une infamie.
Thank you.
The composition, The Peacocks, by Jimmy Rolls. And I started with Elaine D. in Paris, 1990, and her vocalization of what you just heard, which was the Bill Evans Trio, with Miss D, Henri Florin on piano. And that was from Triple L Records, 1990, The Peacocks, a vocalization of the Bill Evans Trio by Elaine D. And then the Bill Evans Trio for Warner Brothers Records in Hollywood, 1977. Eddie Gomez on bass and Elliot Zygmunt on drums, with, of course, Evans on piano. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... From Toledo, Ohio, Art Tatum, in Los Angeles, 1946. That's the V-Disc, Victory Disc. And during World War II, we sent music, commentary, radio programs, all that on V-Discs to the men and women fighting in World War II. And that was Big End the Beguine by Cole Porter, as played by Art Tatum. I've had lots of calls and letters and cards, people asking me for some early Armstrong, particularly his vocalization. And so this next segment of the program will be early Louis Armstrong, and particularly his singing.
Tell you something you don't know. you don't know how. If you just listen to me, honey, I'll tell you something you don't know. If you just give me a break and take me back, I won't be gullin' no more, gullin' no more.
Getting those records when I was young and wearing them out, and then getting another set and wearing those out. This may be about the fifth set I have. That's an answer to a request lots of you called over the last weeks and wrote to me. They wanted to hear Louis Armstrong singing and playing his horn early on in his career, and that's early. 1926, Georgia Bobo, with Lil's Hot Shots, Lil being Lil Armstrong, his wife. Georgia Bobo, written by Thomas Fats Waller. And then Louis Armstrong and his Hot Seven in Chicago, 1927. Gully Low Blues, written by his wife, Lil Armstrong. And I'm Not Rough, also written by Lil, in Chicago, December 1927. His Hot Five, Louis Armstrong singing for you and playing his trumpet. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
I know he's around when the sky and the ground start in ringing. I know that he's near by the thunder I hear in advance. His words and his words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. Cause his is the only music that makes me dance. He'll sleep, then he'll rise in the light of two eyes that adore him. Bore him it might, but he won't leave my sight for a glance. Every way, every day, I need less of myself. I need more him, more him. Cause his is the only music that makes me. He'll sleep, then he'll rise in the light of two eyes that adore him. Yeah. Bore him it might, but he won't leave my sight for a glance. His words and his words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. Thank you.
Because his is the only music that makes me dance. He'll sleep, then he'll rise in the light of two eyes that adore him. Yeah. For him, it might but he won't leave my sight. For a glance, in every way, every day, I need less of myself. I need more him, more him. Cause his is the only music that makes me cause his is the only music that makes me dance. Hey there, cutes, put on your dancing boots. Come dance with me. Come dance with me, what an evening for some terpsichore. Handsome face, I know a swinging place. Come dance with me, romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm pings, oh, what lovely things I'll be saying. For what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand, folks start to roam. As we waltz home, cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on, come on and dance with me. Hey, cute, put on your bassy boots and dance with me. Romance with me. What an evening for some terpsichore. Handsome face, I know a swinging place. Come dance with me. Romance with me on a crowded floor. And while the rhythm pings, for what is dancing but making love set to music playing? When the band begins to leave the stand and folks start to roam, as we waltz home, cheek to cheek we'll be. Come on, come on. And folks start to roam. As we waltz home, cheek to cheek, we'll be, we'll be, we'll be, we'll be now. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
I sleep well, except for a dream or two. But then I count my sheep well. Funny how sheep can lull you to sleep. So maybe I won't find someone as lovely as you, but I should care, and I do.
Bye. talking to you, got your father.
Came by my side.
You came by your side.
Fetch me that ginger.
I ain't got no gin, father.
What's in your hide?
You gonna tan my hide.
Can't get from this cabin.
Cabin joking, father.
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere more.
Grabbing. At the flies round my rocking chair.
Rocking chair, Lord.
Old dear Aunt Harriet.
Aunt Harriet.
How long ever she be?
Ever she be the bedded.
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
For the I
my sweet Jerry.
Oh, rockin' Jack, get it.
Rockin' Jack, get it, father.
Judgment is almost here.
Judgment is here.
Chained to my own.
Sing it, Bob, sing it.
Rockin' Jack.
Good deal, Jack. Listen at home, you can listen at home.
Rockin' chair, got your father.
Yes, you did. Yes, sir. Yes, you got it.
And you came by your side.
Can't even get around no more.
Yeah, Jack.
But I ain't got no gin, father.
Well, that's all for sad.
Oh, you're gonna tan my hide. Tan my
hide.
You can't get from this cabin.
Man, I don't want to go nowhere.
Oh, no, father. But you ain't going nowhere. You sitting, you're grabbing. You grabbing. The flies round the old rocking chair. Rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet.
Yeah, son, how long have you been?
May up in heaven she be.
Yeah. Get over
there. Oh, Jerry. Oh, Jerry.
Yeah, I got to ride. Got to have a chair.
For the end of the time and trouble I've seen.
Yeah, nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Oh, rockin' chair, get it. And Judgment Day. You're sitting, yes, Jay. You're rocking,
Horn started the set for you, and a couple of rare ones. The Music That Makes Me Dance, written by Julie Stein, lyric by Bob Merrill. And Come Dance With Me, Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn. Then Thelma Carpenter was singing 1945, I Should Care, written by Axel Stordahl, Paul West, and Sammy Kahn. And All of My Life, written by Irving Berlin. Behind her, some beautiful work by Herman Chittenden. On piano, Jimmy Shirley out of Chicago playing guitar, and Carlton Powell. playing string bass, and then the Town Hall Concert 1947 of Louis Armstrong, and Rockin' Chair, written by Hoagy Carmichael, 1930. Hoagy wrote both the music and the lyric to that. Armstrong on vocal and trumpet, and Teagarden, Jack Teagarden, singing and playing his trombone, Dick Carey on piano, Bobby Haggart bass, Sid Catlett drums, Bobby Hackett playing cornet, and Peanuts Hucko right there on clarinet. Shirley Horn, Thelma Carpenter, and Louis Armstrong right here on 88.5 KPLU, excuse me, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
What a difference a day made, 24 little hours brought the sun and the flowers where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm part of you, dear. My since you said you were mine, what a difference a day made. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you. A day made, there's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Didn't I have my man world complete?
got no man, ain't got no friend. I'll bet you can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end of my friend, the end of my man, almost the end of me. Was the end of my friend, the end of my man, almost the end of me.
Well, a set of vocalists, some requests, some not. K-Star with Charlie Barnett's band, What a Difference a Day Made. Pearl Bailey with Cootie Williams Orchestra. Tess's Torch Song. Billy Eckstein in his own band, Good Jelly Blues. And Sarah Vaughan with Billy Eckstein's band, I'll Wait and Pray. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Seattle, and Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KBIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and all that jazz of community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.